السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المؤمنون، ما من نبي إلا وله حواريون وأنصار، هم خيرة أمته، وخير أصحاب نبي هم أصحاب النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي عنهم. قال تعالى: محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود، ذلك مثلهم في التوراة، ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار. وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. قال الإمام ابن الجوزي رحمه الله: وهذا الوصف لجميع الصحابة عند الجمهور. وقال الإمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى: بلغني أن النصارى كانوا إذا رأوا الصحابة رضي الله عنهم الذين فتحوا الشام يقولون: والله لهؤلاء خير من الحواريين فيما بلغنا. وصدقوا في ذلك، فإن هذه الأمة معظمة في الكتب السماوية المتقدمة، وأعظمها وأفضلها أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى: للفقراء المهاجرين، إلى قوله عز وجل: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. قال سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه في هذه الآية: الناس على ثلاث منازل، فمضت منزلتان وبقيت واحدة، فأحسن ما أنتم عليه أن تكونوا بهذه المنزلة التي بقيت. قال ثم قرأ: للفقراء المهاجرين، إلى قوله: يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. قال: فهؤلاء المهاجرون، وهذه منزلة قد مضت. ثم تلا: والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم، إلى قوله تعالى: ولو كان بهم خصاصة. فقال: هؤلاء الأنصار، وهذه منزلة قد مضت. ثم تلا قوله تعالى: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. قال: قد مضت هاتان وبقيت هذه المنزلة، فأحسن ما أنتم كائنون عليه أن تكونوا بهذه المنزلة التي بقيت. يقول: أن تستغفروا لهم. وقالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها: أمروا أن يستغفروا لأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسبوهم. أمروا أن يستغفروا لأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسبوهم. وقال أبو نعيم: فمن أسوأ حالا ممن خالف الله ورسوله وآب بالعصيان لهما والمخالفة عليهما؟ ألا ترى أن الله تعالى أمر نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن يعفو عن أصحابه ويستغفر لهم ويخفض لهم الجناح؟ قال تعالى: ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك، فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الامر. وقال تعالى: واخفض جناحك للمؤمن لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين، واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين. فمن سبهم وابغضهم وحمل ما كان من تأويلهم وحروبهم على غير الجميل الحسن فهو العادل عن أمر الله تعالى وتأديبه ووصيته فيهم، لا يبسط لسانه فيهم إلا من سوء طويته في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحابته والإسلام والمسلمين. وعن مجاهد رحمه الله تعالى قال: لا تسبوا أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن الله قد أمر بالاستغفار لهم وقد علم أنهم سيقتتلون. وقال تعالى: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية: فرضي عن السابقين من غير اشتراط إحسان، ولم يرضى عن التابعين إلا أن يتبعوهم بإحسان. ومن اتباع بإحسان الترضي عنهم والاستغفار لهم. وقال تعالى: وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. قال مجاهد وقتاده: الحسنى هي الجنة. واستدل الإمام ابن حزم الأندلسي رحمه الله من هذه الآية بالقطع بأن الصحابة جميعا من أهل الجنة لقوله عز وجل: وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. وقال تعالى: لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة من بعد ما كاد يزيغ قلوب فريق منهم ثم تاب عليهم إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم. وقد حضر غزوة تبوك التي هي مدار هذه الآية جميع من كان موجودا من الصحابة إلا من عذر الله من النساء والعجزة. أما الثلاثة الذين خلفوا فقد نزلت توبتهم بذلك في القرآن. وقد جاء من حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: العدد الكبير والكم الكثير من الأحاديث الدالة على فضل الصحابة وأهمية الرضا والترضي عنهم. ومن ذلك ما رواه البخاري ومسلم رحمهما الله عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تسبوا أصحابي، فإن أحدكم أو قال: فوالذي نفسي بيده لو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا ما أدرك مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية في الصارم المسنون على شاتم الرسول: وكذلك قال الإمام أحمد وغيره، كل من صاحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة أو شهرا أو يوما أو رآه مؤمنا به فهو من أصحابه، له من الصحبة بقدر ذلك. وعن عمران بن الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. قال عمران: فلا أدري أذكر بعد قرني قرنين أو ثلاثة. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أكرموا أصحابي فإنهم خياركم. رواه الإمام أحمد والنسائي والحاكم بسند صحيح. وفي رواية أخرى: احفظوني في أصحابي. رواه ابن ماجة وأحمد والحاكم. وبعد عباد الله، فهذه تزكيات الله تعالى ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم للصحابة الكرام عليهم السلام. فلا يجوز بعد الخوض في أعراضهم بالباطل، بل ولا حتى بالحق، إذ أنهم ألزموا الناس بالتوبة إلا أن يذكروا بخير ويترضى عنهم، فرضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا ذكر أصحابي فأمسكوا، وإذا ذكر النجوم فأمسكوا، وإذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا. أخرجه الطبراني في الكبير وأبو نعيم في الحلية. ومعنى قوله إذا ذكر أصحابي فأمسكوا أي أمسكوا عن السلب فيهم والكلام السوء في أعراضهم، ولا تكلموا إلا بخير. ومعنى قوله وإذا ذكر النجوم أي التنجيم وما يعرف بقراءة النجوم والأبراج، فأمسكوا ولا تخوضوا في ذلك. وإذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا أي لا تتكلموا في القدر بما لا علم لكم به، فكل ذلك خطر على إيمان المرء. وانظر أيها المسلم كيف حشر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حق أصحابه مع هاتين المسألتين العظيمتين في العقيدة، مسألة التنجيم والقدر، دلالة على أن الخائض بالتنجيم خارج عن الإسلام، والخائض بالقدر بما لا علم له به خارج عن الإسلام، والخائض في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بما يسوءهم ويسوء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، بل ويسوء الله تعالى جل في علاه، فإنه إن سبهم جميعهم وكفرهم خرج عن دائرة الإسلام، وإن مات على ذلك مات كافرا وهو إلى النار مخلد فيها أبد الآباد مهما صلى وصام. ومن سب آحادهم فإنه على خطر عظيم وبدعة جليلة وإغضاب لله تعالى. وأما من سب أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه عند الجمهور كافر، لأنه خاض في عرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد عباد الله، فإن منهج أهل السنة والجماعة الإمساك عن ذكر أبوات الصحابة وعدم تتبع زلاتهم وعدم الخوض فيما شجر بينهم. قال أبو نعيم رحمه الله تعالى: فالإمساك عن ذكر أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي عنهم وذكر زللهم ونشر محاسنهم ومناقبهم وصرف أمورهم إلى أجمل الوجوه من أمارات المؤمنين المتبعين لهم بإحسان، الذين مدحهم الله عز وجل بقوله: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. وقال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله: إذا رأيت رجلا يذكر أحدا من الصحابة بسوء فاتهمه على الإسلام، اتهمه على الإسلام. وقال أبو زرعة الرازي رحمه الله تعالى: فإذا رأيت الرجل ينتقص أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاعلم أنه زنديق. وذلك أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عندنا حق والقرآن حق، وإنما أدى إلينا هذا القرآن والسنة أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإنما يريدون أن يجرحوا شهودنا ليبطلوا الكتاب والسنة، والجرح بهم أولى وهم زنادقة، ذكره الإمام الخطيب في الكفاية. أما من سب أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها بما برأها به الله عز وجل منه فقد أجمع العلماء أنه يكفر. قال القاضي أبو يعلى الموصلي رحمه الله: من قذف عائشة رضي الله عنها بما برأ الله منه كفر بلا خلاف، كفر بلا خلاف. قال الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله: ومن يقذف الطيبة الطاهرة أم المؤمنين زوجة رسول رب العالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي عنها في الدنيا والآخرة لما صح ذلك عنه فهو من ضرب عبد الله بن أبي سلول رأس المنافقين. وقد حكى الإجماع على هذا غير واحد من الأئمة لهذا الحكم. فروي عن مالك أنه قال: من سب أبا بكر جلد ومن سب عائشة قتل. قيل له: لما؟ قال: من رماها فقد خالف القرآن. فاتقوا الله عباد الله واحفظوا حق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أهله ودينه ونفسه وعرضه وأزواجه وذريته وأصحابه. من نال منهم بشيء من التنقص أو الذم أو الشتم فأبغضوه واهجروه. من هؤلاء الذين ينالون من أطهر الأعراض على الإطلاق؟ فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أطهر عرض في البشرية جمعا، وأزواجه أطهر الأعراض، وأصحابه أطهر الأصحاب على الإطلاق. فمن هؤلاء الجرذان الحقيرون الذين ينالون من أعراض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ والله ثم والله ما حقهم إلا أن يضربوا بالنعال، والله ثم والله ما حقهم أن يبقوا على قيد الحياة لحظة، لأنهم أنجس من اليهود والنصارى، كما قال الإمام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. قال: الرافضة أخبث من اليهود والنصارى، لأن اليهود والنصارى يعظمون أصحاب أنبيائهم، وهؤلاء يذمون ويسبون ويكفرون أصحاب نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عنهم. وقد سمعتم أن النصارى كانوا يقولون عن الصحابة الفاتحين للشام: هؤلاء خير من الحواريين أصحاب عيسى، هؤلاء خير من الحواريين. فبالله عليكم، أي الفريقين خير؟ نصارى يعبدون الصليب، أم هؤلاء الرافضة الذين عبدوا الأهواء وما تركوا من شيء غير الله إلا عبدوه وتقربوا إليه؟ فاعلموا يا عباد الله أنه لا يجوز أبدا السكوت عن مثل هؤلاء، بل لا بد من بغضهم وتحقيرهم وعدم إجلاسهم في المجالس، بل ورفع أمرهم إلى ولاة الأمر، الذين يجب عليهم إنزال العقوبة بهم بما يتلاءم وجرمهم. وإياكم الاستماع لكلامهم أو النظر في قنواتهم، أخشى أن يقع في قلوبكم شيئا من كفرهم فلا يخرج ولا يبرح البتة حتى تلجوا قبوركم وتحشروا بين يدي ربكم سود الوجوه ثقيلة موازين السيئات. غاضب ربكم من مثل ذلكم الصنيع، فأروا الله من أفعالكم ومواقفكم ورجولتكم ما يرضيه وينصركم به على أعدائكم. واعلموا عباد الله أن الله قد أمركم أن تصلوا وتسلموا على نبيه، فقال عز من قائل حكيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأقم الصلاة.
ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعينا راضيا في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وسرابيل مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله.
الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by maintaining the honor of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. I began the khutbah by mentioning the ayah of Surah Al-Fath. Where Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u 'ala al-kuffari رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Allah Ta'ala says in this ayah of Surah Al-Fath, ayah 29, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are severe against disbelievers and merciful among themselves. You see them bowing and falling down prostrate in prayers, seeking bounty from Allah and His good pleasure. The mark of them is on their faces, meaning on the foreheads, from the traces of prostration during prayers. This is their description in the Torah, but their description in the Injil, the Gospel, is like a sown seed which sends forth its shot, then makes it strong and becomes thick, and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the sower that he may enrage the disbelievers with him. Allah has promised those amongst them who believe and do righteous deeds forgiveness and a mighty reward. That is the example or the description of the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ in both in the Torah and in the Gospel. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala said, this description is for all the companions, as the Jumhur or the majority of the scholars of Tafsir say. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said, I was told that the Christians who were living in Sham and Syria, Palestine and Lebanon, as well as in Jordan, when they saw the Sahaba who conquered these lands, they said, we swear by Allah that these are better than the Hawariyin, meaning the companions of Isa alayhi salam. As we were told, meaning in the Gospel and in the Torah. Then Imam Malik said, and these Christians were honest in what they said. They were true. That was true. As this Ummah is highly respected and mentioned highly with respect in the previous books, and the best of this ummah is the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Hashr, للفقراء المهاجرين للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. الله تعالى says, and there is also a share in this booty for the poor immigrants who were expelled from their homes and their property, seeking bounties from Allah and to please Him, and helping Allah, meaning helping His religion and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such are indeed the truthful to what they say. And those who before them had homes in Medina and had adopted the faith, love those who emigrate to them and have no jealousy in their breast from that which they have been given from the booty of from the booties of the war, which Allah Ta'ala gave them from the battle of Banu Nadir, and give them, meaning the immigrants, preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. And whosoever is saved from his own greediness, such are they who will be the successful. And those who came after them say, "O our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any hatred against them, against those who have believed. Our Lord, O our Lord, you are indeed full of kindness, most merciful." So these are the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas رضي الله تعالى عنهم, and the people are of three levels or three ranks. Two ranks have passed already and one is remaining. And the best of what you are going to be on is to be from amongst this rank which is left. And then he recited these ayat of Surah Al-Hashr. And he said, when he recited the Fuqara al-Muhajirin, when he mentioned the Muhajirin, he said, those are the Muhajirin, and this is one rank, one level of this Ummah, of the pious people of this Ummah. The pious people amongst this Ummah are of three categories or three levels. Level one are those Muhajirin. And then he said, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And then he said, these are Al-Ansar, those who, the people of Medina, who opened their homes, their chests for their immigrant brothers from the people of Mecca, from the believers of Mecca. He said, this is the second level or rank of the pious people of this Ummah, and it's all gone. And then he recited, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and those who came after them. And then he said, two ranks has left already, it's gone. The Muhajirin and Ansar have gone. And one rank, one level, one type, one category of this Ummah, of the pious people of this Ummah, is remaining. And then he said, and the best of what you are going to be upon is to be from amongst this category. And then he recited the saying of Allah, and then he said, أَنْتَسْتَغْفِرُوا لَهُمْ. He told us how to be from that category. the remaining one. And that is by seeking forgiveness for those two levels or categories of pious people of this ummah. Aisha radiallahu anha said, as in Sahih Muslim, in the book of Tafsir, when she spoke about this ayah, she said, they were commanded to seek forgiveness for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they spoke evil against them. They spoke evil against them. They cursed them. They insulted them. And they humiliated them. Abu Nu'aym said, who is going to be worse than the one who opposes Allah and His Messenger and return back to Allah with disobedience and sins, returning back to Allah and His Messenger in the day of resurrection with sins and disobedience and opposing them? Don't you see that Allah Ta'ala commanded His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to forgive His companions and seek forgiveness for them and lower His wing of kindness and mercy for them, as He Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran in Ayah 159, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظًا لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Allah Ta'ala said, and have you, O Muhammad, be severe and harsh? Allah Ta'ala said, so pass over their faults and ask for them. As from the beginning of the ayah, Allah Ta'ala said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. That is by the mercy of Allah. So why Allah Ta'ala had His Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be gentle with His companions? That is because Allah Ta'ala loved those people. Allah Ta'ala loved those people. And that's why Allah Ta'ala did not only command him, but He, Allah Ta'ala, stored mercy in His heart for them. Stored mercy in His heart. Practically, it's not only a command, but Allah Ta'ala made His heart to have not but mercy with the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala said, as in the translation of the interpretation of this ayah, and by the mercy of Allah you dealt with them gently, and had you, O Muhammad, been severe and harsh hater, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and console them in the affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly Allah loves those who put their trust in Him. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us that in the Quran, that He, Allah Ta'ala, stored mercy in the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for His companions. Subhanallah. How come somebody today have only hatred against them? Subhanallah. And speak evilly against them. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Shu'ara, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Ayah 215. And lower your wing, meaning be merciful, be gentle with them, and lower your wing to those who follow you from amongst the believers. And if we say today that we are from amongst the believers that Rasulullah is commanded to lower his ring with, how is this going to happen today? It's only by the effect. When we love Rasulullah, follow Rasulullah, Allah will bestow his mercy on us. But to those who were alive with him, surrounding him, there is an extra thing that is a practical thing, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be so gentle with them, because they were living together and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always gentle with his companions. Now Abu Nu'aym said, so whoever curses them or hates them or try to interpretate or give any interpretation to their ijtihad, to their ta'wil, to their interpretation of the verse of Quran or the hadith, or even try to explain or talk about the war or the fitna or the fight which existed amongst them, if he tries to speak about that with any way other than good way that pleases them but not displeases them, then this person who tries to do this is the one who turned away from the way of Allah Ta'ala, and he is not taking the guidance of Allah and commands of Allah in regard to the companions. And then he said, and no one to extend his tongue with evil against the companions except someone who hate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Except someone who hates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, he hates Islam and he hates all Muslims. And look to that. Today you see one of the Rafida, one of the shuyukh of the Rafida, blamed the Rasulullah. He said all this myths in the world today amongst the Muslims is only because of Rasulullah. He is the cause of all these problems happening to the Muslims. Look at that. Is he somebody who loves Rasulullah? Liars. Liars. They are enemies put into the Ummah. They are viruses enter the body of the Ummah. They are not from the Ummah of Islam. They are absolutely kuffar, no doubt. No doubt that the Rafida are kuffar. Whoever hates the companions of Rasulullah and the wives of Rasulullah is kafir. Is kafir, no doubt. And we may put our hands in the hands of the Yahud and the Christians, but not in the hands of Rafida. Not in the hands of Rafida. They are worse than them. The Yahud said, we don't accept that the Prophet be from other than the Yahud. That's all what they said. I mean, in regard to the Prophet and his companions. Yes, they worship other than Allah. Those ones worship other than Allah. The Yahud and the Christians worship prophets, but these ones worship their shayateen. They worship their shayateen. But the Yahud did not speak evil against the Prophet and companions. But those ones spoke evilly. The evil that the people of Musa did, they said he's adar, meaning he doesn't have what the men have. That's the evil that they did. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, that he hated that. Because they have bothered Musa alayhi salam with that saying. Now what about one who says that Rasulullah kept quiet when he found his wife prostrating? A'udhu billah. Isn't this worse than what the Yahud says against Musa? And I'm wondering how these Ikhwan Muslimin and this and that still say we have brotherhood with the Rafida. No, we have only shoes for the Rafida to be hit with. Nothing else to be with the Rafida. Rafida are only under our feet. Nowhere else. They stand no face to face to us, but under our feet. And Mujahid said from Ibn Abbas that he said, لا تسبوا أصحاب محمد. Do not curse and insult and speak evil against the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Verily Allah has commanded the believers to seek forgiveness for them. And He, Allah, knew that they are going to fight against each other. Now, who cursed the Sahaba claims that Allah didn't know what's going to happen in the future. Otherwise, how Allah commands us to seek forgiveness and these ones going to fight against each other? Allah Ta'ala knew that, yet He said, you seek forgiveness for them. I love them. Because He knew that these are the best of mankind after the prophets and messengers. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Tawbah, Ayah 100, نعم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Look at that. ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the foremost to embrace Islam of the Muhajirin, those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and the Ansar, the citizens of Medina. The Ansar means the supporters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who helped and gave aid to the Muhajirin, and also those who followed them exactly in faith, and those who followed them exactly in faith. Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. What is that mean? What does that mean? They are also pleased with Allah, meaning they are pleased with all the commands of Allah and the decree of Allah, the destiny of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala decreed that they fight. And Allah Ta'ala commanded us to seek forgiveness for them. So no way we can do other than this. And then Allah Ta'ala said, He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, paradise to dwell therein forever. And then Allah Ta'ala said, that is the supreme success. Subhanallah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is witnessing that He, and Allah Ta'ala has declared and informed us that He gave them the supreme success, the greatest reward. Yet, these stupid ones speak evil against them. What do they mean? What do they want? They want to reject the Quran. They already rejected the Quran. There is no single surah except that they have changed in it and added something to it. Subhanallah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with those foremost to embrace Islam without mentioning any condition of their goodness. Why? Because they were only on goodness. But for those tabi'een, followers, who comes after the Sahaba until the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala put a condition. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانِ. And those who follow them with goodness. So how come that be that you are a follower of someone in the best way of his, but at the same time you are cursing him, and speaking evil about him? Subhanallah. It cannot be. Cannot be. Allah Ta'ala also said, as in Surah Al-Hadid, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in Ayah 11, Surah Al-Hadid, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. الله تعالى says in this ayah, I said ayah 11, no, it should be ayah 10. It's ayah 10, not 11. And what the matter with you that you spend not in the cause of Allah, and to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. Not equal among you are those who spent and fought before the conquering of Mecca with those among you who did so later. Such are higher in degree than those who spent and fought afterwards. But to all, Allah has promised the best reward, Al-Husna. And Allah is well acquainted with them, with what you do. Now, in the translation, they say the husna, the best reward. But the scholars of interpretation of Quran, like Mujahid and Qatada, the students of Abdullah ibn Abbas, they said al-husna hiya al-jannah. Husna is the jannah. So Allah Ta'ala promised them the jannah. So it is a clear witness of the Jannah since they were alive, because the Quran was descended when they were alive. So Allah Ta'ala promised them the Jannah when they were still alive. When they were still alive. Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Ibn Hazm, said, this ayah, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, means that all the companions are from the people of Jannah. All the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم are people of the Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala said again in Surah Tawbah, in ayah 117, لقد تاب الله على المهاجرين على النبي لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة من بعد ما كاد يزيغ قلوب فريق منهم ثم تاب عليهم إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم. Look at that. As in the interpretation of the explanation of this ayat, Allah has forgiven the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah has forgiven the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Muhajirin and the Ansar. who followed him in the time of distress, meaning the at the time of the battle of Tabuk, after the hearts of a party of them had nearly deviated from the right path, but he accepted their repentance. Allahu Akbar. But he accepted their repentance. These monkeys, the Rafida, I'm sorry for monkeys. Monkeys are believers. These are worse than monkeys. These are very worse than monkeys. And my serious apologize to monkeys, because they are, as Allah witnessed, that they are from amongst the believers. All animals and everything is believing in Allah and in His Messenger. And they love the believers. But these ones, worse than anything else. These shayateen, this is a good description. These shayateen, the brothers of Iblis, they still speak evil after Allah Ta'ala said that he is pleased with the companions and that he accepted their repentance. But they don't accept. They don't accept. Allah Ta'ala accepted the repentance of the Sahaba, but these ones don't accept. Now, certainly he is to them full of kindness, most merciful, subhanallah. To them, to whom? To the Sahaba. But these ones are full of hatred and enmity. So, who these ones with? Allah loved the Sahaba. Who else hate the Sahaba, ikhwan? The Shaitan. The Shaitan hates the Sahaba. And he encouraged the people of Mecca to go and fight in the Battle of Badr. He came to them in form of man. And he told them that me and my people are with you. Don't worry, you are not little. Go and fight Muhammad and his companions. Kill them all. Because the Shaitan hates the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah loves them. And Shaitan hates them. We the believers love them. Those disbelievers, the Rafida, claim that they are Shia. They are liars. They are not Shia. They are shayateen. They hate them. And we all know that all the Sahaba attended the Battle of Tabuk, which is mentioned by this ayah 117 of Surah Tawbah, except for those women who are not supposed to go for a fight, or whom Allah Ta'ala exempted, like the limbed ones and one eyed and like that, sorry, the blind and sick ones, and those three companions, Ka'b ibn Malik and his two brothers, who were not from amongst the ones who are permitted not to attend, but they repented and Allah Ta'ala accepted their repentance in the Quran, as this ayah mentioned and other ayahs. And the number of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning the merit and rank and level of the Sahaba is huge. From this hadith is what Bukhari and Muslim reported on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not curse my companions, do not speak evil against my companions. فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ another narration, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَنْفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا أَدْرَكَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. He said, by Allah, or by the one whom my soul is in his hand, if one of you spends for the cause of Allah gold as much as the size of Uhud, the mountain of Uhud, yet it would not equal one mud of what they spent. What is the mud? The mud is when you gather your both hands and make it full. Like that. And he said, not that, but even half of it. One handful. So, your mountain of gold that you spent for the cause of Allah would never equal and be worth one handful of what they spent. Not gold. Maybe they spent date or raisins or whatsoever. One handful would be more rewardable than your mountain of gold that you spent for the sake of Allah. Why? Because they were the selective of Allah Ta'ala from amongst the mankind. And Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah says, and also Imam Ahmad says, anybody accompanied the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 1 year, 1 month, 1 day, or even saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a state of Iman. Saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even for one moment, but he was a believer at that time. He was a believer. Then he is from amongst the Sahaba. Then he is from amongst the Sahaba. He will have yani share of the yani being a Sahabi, being a companion, as the time he was with or spent with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq, from day one until the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died, he was with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he's the highest one. The highest one. Everyone else is lesser than him. No one accompanied the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from day one until the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was dead. No one other than Abu Bakr Siddiq. But they still hate Abu Bakr Siddiq. And Imran, and Imam Bukhari Muslim reported on the Turkey of Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of my ummah is my generation. And then the one after them, and then the one after them. Imran said, I don't know. He said, he mentioned two generations, or three generations after his. Meaning he did not remember if Rasulullah mentioned four generations or three only. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Messenger of Allah said, Akrimu ashabi, fa innahu, be kind to my companions as they are the best of you. As they are the best of you. And this is reported by Imam Ahmad, Nasa'i al-Hakim, and the chain of narration is authentic. And another narration, احفظوني في أصحابي. احفظوني في أصحابي. Meaning, protect me by protecting my, or the honor of my companions. But this hadith, like this one, this hadith, from Umar, and they say that Umar is kafir. So how come they take it? That's the reason, that's the purpose why they make takfir on the Sahaba, because they don't like Islam. They don't want Islam. They want zina, they call it mut'ah, and it is zina. And this Sahaba says this is haram. So they don't like the Sahaba. They want to take the money of people with no right, as they said, the fifth. The fifth of your income, you have to pay them. And the Sahaba reported to us that this is haram. So they hate the Sahaba. Logic, if they want these things, logically, they hate the Sahaba. Because the Sahaba preventing this from them. So, all slaves of Allah, these are the commendations from Allah Ta'ala and the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for these companions, the very honorable mankind. May Allah's peace be upon them. So, it is not permissible for anyone to speak evil against them. But, yani, even with the truth, if the truth hurts them, you don't speak. What do we mean by that? You don't speak about the war that happened between them. You don't speak about that. Finish. As the ulama say that this is from something called yutwa wala yurwa. It is to be folded but not to be reported. Finish. And as Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, when he was asked about the Sahaba who fought against each other, like Ali and the other, he said, those were blood that Allah protected our swords from it, so we protect our tongue from them. We don't speak. Finished. That's the right position of the believer. However, we are commanded to seek forgiveness for them and be pleased with them and love them, and that's what we should be upon. As-Sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Tabarani, Abu Nu'aym, Tabarani is al-Kabir, Abu Nu'aym al-Hilyah, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Imam al-Bani, said that it is strong and authentic. He said, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا. Whenever my companions are mentioned, so hold your tongue. What does that mean? Don't speak evil about them. And when you are told to hold your tongue, you are told to block your ear. You don't hear. You don't listen to the evil said against the Sahaba. And also you block your eyes. You don't look into the books or websites that talks about these things. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ النُّجُومُ فَأَمْسِكُوا وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا. And whenever النجوم إيش علم التنجيم تقولون؟ ها؟ لا لا. Astrology. And whenever astrology is mentioned, so hold, don't talk, don't listen, don't look. Because this is evil, this is from shaitan. And whenever the qadr is mentioned, also, he said, فَأَمْسِكُوا. So you hold. Whenever the qadr is mentioned by the meaning, whenever the speech or the false speech about qadr is mentioned. Naam? Like the Qadariya and this and that. This was the first part of the khutbah of today, and then the second part began by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings to Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions and his family. And then I said, all slaves of Allah, verily the manhaj or the way, the ideology of al-sunnah wal-jama'ah is holding of the mistakes of the companions. We don't speak about these things. Whatsoever we think it's a mistake, we hold of it, we don't speak about it. And we do not chase after the Sahaba to see what mistake they have, or speak about what happened between them. No, no, no. No to that. No to that. Abu Nu'aym said, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, holding of speaking evil about the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah, and holding of telling their mistakes, and speaking goodly about their virtue and merit, and trying to give a bitter excuses for what happened between them. These things are from the signs of believe that this person is a believer. These are the signs of believers who follow the companions in good way. Those whom Allah Ta'ala praised and mentioned goodly in His book in the Quran, when He said, as in Surah Al-Hashr, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and those who came after them, saying, oh, our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brothers who preceded us in faith. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, as in the book of Al-Masail wal-Rasail, which are reported from Imam Ahmad in Aqidah, and also in Al-Bidayah wal-Ni'ayah for Ibn Kathir, he said, if you see the man speaking evilly against any of the companions of Rasulullah sallam, then suspect him for Islam. What does that mean? Suspect that he's a Muslim or not. You have the right to have a suspicion against this man. Because no one to speak against the Sahaba, he is Muslim. Abu Zur'a al-Razi said, as Imam al-Khatib al-Baghdadi reported in his book Al-Kifaya, he said, if you see the man speaking wrongly and evilly against one of the companions of Rasulullah, then you have to know that he is zindiq. What is the terminology of zindiq? What is the meaning of zindiq in Arabic? Zindiq in Arabic means the one who is showing that he is Muslim, but he is out of Islam completely. When he's falling out of Islam completely, he's liar. And then he said, and that is because the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us is truth. The Quran is truth. And no one conveyed the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam except the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those ones who speak against them, they want to they want to drop them and to prove that their witnessing is not acceptable. But jarh, criticism against those ones is more proper. They are the ones should be criticized, not the companions. So whoever criticizes or speak evil about or against Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of believers, from whatever Allah Ta'ala freed her in the Quran from, then the ulama have all spoken that he is kafir. That he is kafir. Imam Abu Ya'la al-Mursili, al-Qadhi, the judge, says, whoever speaks evil about Aisha radiallahu anha from whatsoever Allah Ta'ala freed her from, he is kafir with no doubt. With no doubt. Faqad kafir, I'm out of Islam. Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah Ta'ala said, whoever speaks evil against the Tayyiba, he called her the Tayyiba. The Tayyiba, the good one, the good woman. At-Tahira, the pure one. The pure one. أم المؤمنين, the mother of believers, زوجة رسول رب العالمين في الدنيا والآخرة, the wife of رسول, the messenger of the Lord of universes in the dunya and in the آخرة. In this world she was his wife until he died, and she is going to be his wife in the year after. نعم, for what been authenticated from him صلى الله عليه وسلم, because he said that. He said that Jibreel came to him and he showed him Aisha and his hand, and he said that this is your wife in this world and in the hereafter. So how come Jibreel speak wrongly? How come? Jibreel doesn't come except if Allah Ta'ala commands him to come. So that means Allah Ta'ala, and he, Jibreel, said that Allah Ta'ala told him to tell Rasulullah that Aisha is his wife in this world and in the hereafter. And thereafter. Then Imam Amr al-Adhab said, whoever speaks evil against Aisha is from the kind of Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, the head of the Munafiqeen. He, Imam Amr al-Adhab, did not consider him Munafiq, but he said that he is one of the heads of Nifaq. Heads of Nifaq. Now, Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, speaks evilly against Abu Bakr al-Siddiq must be lost. And whoever speaks evilly against Aisha must be killed. Must be killed. He was asked, why is that? Why it is different? He said, because whoever speaks against her, then he has opposed the Quran. And whoever opposes the Quran is kafir. No doubt. So fear Allah, slaves of Allah, and save the right and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his religion, in himself, in his honor, in his wives, in his children, in his companions. Whoever speaks anything wrong against them, by cursing them or blaming them or hating them, then you have to hate him. Only. You have only to hate him and boycott him and abandon him and ignore him. And if you are living in a Muslim country, you have to raise his case to the rulers, who it is obligatory upon them to punish him as equally to his sin that he committed. And be careful not to listen to them, not to look to their TV channels. I'm afraid that anything of their evil, of their kufr, may settle in your heart and then you become kafir. And don't say, no, I know my religion. We saw some people who did so became like them. And I ended that by reminding of the ayah where Allah Ta'ala commanded the believers to send peace and blessings to Abu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.